There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Melissa. Please meet Conan and Sona.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just going to describe for our listeners, your hair is fantastic. It is a vibrant neon pink. Am I saying?
Yeah.
You think that's a fair description?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could consider that for your hair, maybe.
You know what? I would. I think I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I think it'll look cool.
I was noticing Jack White. You know, he's got this whole new look where he's got a kind of a pompadour and it's a fluorescent blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And he's the ultimate cool guy. So I'm going to start just changing up the colors.
I think you should do it.
Yeah.
I think it'll look cool.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it. Well, thanks for talking to us, Melissa. And I'm going to take off now. Melissa, all I wanted to do was get hair advice from you, and I will dispose of you. Where are you calling us from?
From Detroit, actually.
Oh, you're from Detroit.
Speaking of Jack White, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Third Man Records right there in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? It's in Detroit and Tennessee.
It is in Detroit, too?
There's two of them.
I didn't know that. I just knew about the one in Nashville.
No, we've been to that one, but I know he has one in Detroit as well. And so you're in Detroit, and tell us about yourself.
Well, I work at a wood shop where we make frames out of reclaimed hardwood flooring. And this is a relatively new venture for me. I'm not really a woodworker. I'm just learning how to do it. And I've been working there for about 6 months.
Some aspects of woodworking can be a little dangerous working in a wood shop. Do you ever feel like it's dangerous?
Every day, yes.
Oh, good Lord.
Get out of there, Melissa.
You sound terrified
and very unsure of what you're doing. Describe the machines you're working with.
We recently got a double miter saw. Which we nicknamed the Cobra.
Oh.
And it's basically two saw blades that come chomping down on a piece of wood at the same time to cut the like miter corners for a frame.
And you're just making, are you making picture frames?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why are you using massive, you know, metallic dinosaurs to make picture frames? This sounds like very big, very scary equipment.
Yeah, because you have to cut the corners, you know, for the frame.
So two giant blades come chomping down. What other? Mm-hmm. What else are you working with? Describe some of these machines.
Table saw also is scary and new to me. There's a router, a table router, which is also, that's probably the scariest, that cuts the keyholes in the back of the frames.
So wait a minute. You're saying that all these things frighten you. Do you feel pretty expert around them?
No.
Okay, Melissa, I don't ever want you to go back there again. Ever.
No, nobody does.
Ever go back there again.
We'd like you to quit.
These are big, heavy machines. You said you haven't been doing this that long. And it's one thing to say, what are you up to? oh, I got a job at Starbucks and, you know, I'm making, what are you making? Lattes. You know, I'm not great at it yet, but you're not going to get killed. This sounds very dangerous and like not something you want to be messing around with.
No, I think it's good because it was one of the reasons why I wanted to get the job was to become more comfortable around these kinds of tools because I have an old house that I live in that always needs to be fixed. So I figured if I learned how to use all these things, I could do those fixes myself.
Okay. So
I'm trying to conquer my fears.
That's good too. That's why I often cover myself in lard and pig's blood and then jump in a pool of sharks so that I won't fear them anymore. And it's working. I have no torso anymore. I'm just a bunch of legs held together and arms held together with string. But I've conquered my fears. Yeah. No one can tell. Trust me.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah,
that's
kinda
why
tell.
You move like that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Is there any safety protocol there? Are they?
There was a safety video that everybody else watched, and I wasn't there that day, so I missed the safety video. But
Melissa, what did the safety video tell you to do? No. Like, what are you supposed to do if, like, you lose a limb? What do you do in that situation?
Well, you're supposed to throw it in a cooler. You're supposed to a wood chop,
and then go on a picnic. I don't understand. Wait, if you lose an arm, you're supposed to throw it in a cooler.
Yeah,
with what, your other arm?
Yeah, you're supposed to have it's called a parts recovery cooler.
What? There's actually a cooler made for you to throw human parts into if they get chopped off, and it's called the parts recovery cooler.
Yeah.
Melissa, are you working in Jigsaw from the Saw movies workshop?
No.
Is there a sort of a weird doll puppet at work? Okay. You throw an arm in the cooler, okay?
Yeah, and you go to the hospital.
Does anyone ever keep yogurt and sodas in there too? Oh, fuck, man. Someone, hey, my soda's in there. Be careful. It's your fucking arm. I got a tab in there.
Is there ever just an arm in there, but no one's missing an arm?
That happens. We got an extra. If anyone needs an extra, who's got an 18-inch sleeve? good God, this is incredible. Okay. I'm blown away. I'm blown away by this. Wow. I hope you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about you, Melissa, because, I'm glad that you're conquering your fears, but I want you to be really careful. Okay.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
I don't believe you.
I don't
I'm,
believe
I'm
you.
I'm very worried for you.
Yeah. You have such a calm, unimpressed way of speaking. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Whatever. I got to go now. I'm going to use a new machine called the Grind and Smash.
Where's my blindfold?
Yeah.
Can you watch the safety video now? I mean,
yeah.
You should though, right?
You should watch the safety
video. You should probably watch it. Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Have you had any, does anyone in your family ever done this kind of work before? Is this in your blood?
My grandpa's.
Okay.
And they're both missing fingers.
Oh,
oh
my
God. Oh, no.
Sake.
Oh, no.
That's a nice reaction, Sona.
Laugh.
That's fantastic.
I'm so sorry. She's scared of losing fingers.
My grandfathers were both terribly maimed.
She's scared and everyone she knows has lost limbs. I don't want to laugh, but that's
well, that's why you have
hysterical.
That's why you have the cooler. You know? Yeah.
You're walking right into a family curse, Melissa. I mean, don't do it. My grandpa lost his thumb too.
Yeah.
On a saw.
I feel like
is that
it's really
is that
common
true?
With grandpas.
That's true, yeah.
My uncle lost his finger.
I think very old people should not be operating these machines.
Mm-mm. I don't think they were old when they were operating it. But
I know. It's so funny to me that I just immediately went to my grandpa, so did my grandpa, so did my grandma. Yeah.
Oh, you mean
my grandma was on a motorcycle 3 weeks ago and wiped out, you know. No, it's clear that it happened earlier in their lives.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the cooler. If you have the cooler, they can reattach most everything, even, I'm told, the head. They can even reattach the head. I saw it in a science fiction movie from the 50s.
Oh, then that's true.
Yeah.
So, you saw it in a movie.
Yeah, it's got to be true. Mm-hmm. Wow, Melissa, this is incredible. Is there
can
anything?
You hold up all 10 fingers on.
Yeah, let's just make so sure.
Can, okay. Hey, yeah, there you are.
I do this in the car on the way home from work every day. Like,
you look at your hands?
No, I count my fingers.
Did you think you would lose it and not know?
Yeah, wouldn't you know?
No, it's just like double checking.
No, we understand, but how would you have not known at the time of the lost finger?
Yeah.
Like, you thought you might have forgotten?
No, yeah. You do it one day and you're like, oh, one's gone. What?
Yeah, it's that night you're at a party and they serve poi, Hawaiian poi, and you go to get your fingers in there and you're like, whoa, I left my index finger at work and I didn't even know it.
Melissa, is there anyone there at home with you that we could talk to? Yeah.
Just my dog.
Oh, no.
Okay. Does your dog ever help you out around the shop?
No.
What if in the background your dog just has wheels for feet? Oh. And that's how we find out.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What happened to your dog? Oh, he came one day to help out.
She did this to me.
Sad Roo. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit!
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever, okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest Doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice. Easily install the ADT Self-Setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-Setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest Doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now, everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google, LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan.
Well, Melissa, when you're not risking your life and literally your limbs, what are your hobbies? What are you into these days?
I screen print. I like to screen print. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to learn how to play the guitar.
Oh!
Well, you specifically need your fingers for guitar.
I know.
This is,
I know. And I like to, I'm learning how to type. Yeah. And I make a lot of fried chicken and then lick my fingers. No, but did you say you're learning the guitar? Because that's something I know a little bit about. Yeah. That's a hobby of mine. Mm-hmm. What kind of guitar do you want to learn how to play? I mean, what kind of music?
Well, I got really into Buddy Holly over the pandemic.
And, whoa. That's my guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Buddy Holly fanatic.
Yeah, I love Buddy Holly. So I didn't know anything about guitars, and I Googled to find out what kind of guitar he played, and then I bought that guitar.
So you bought a Fender Stratocaster.
Mm-hmm. The brown one. With the white area,
It's called sunburst. it's sunburst with a white pickup. Yeah. Sorry, 1955, 56.
I don't know who to side with right now.
I know.
Well, I'm
you're
sorry.
Just showing off. It's a little obnoxious.
No, I'm telling her she's got to know the lingo.
I know, but you're doing it in a very smug way.
That's the cool. Yeah. No, I'm
this
sorry.
Is the two extremes. We got the nerdy know-it-all and then white area. I don't know where to go.
I know.
I'm here to help you. You should know that you have a Sunburst Strat, and I think that's one of the great guitars of all time. And I love that you're learning Buddy Holly. That guy took three chords and could do anything with them. And mm-hmm. man, I mean, what's your favorite song of his?
I like...
You don't listen to Buddy Holly.
No, I do.
This is all a lie.
No,
you lost
it's
both
not
your
a lie.
Ears in a lathe accident. And you're just lying to me right now.
No, it's not. I like Words of Love, and I like all the songs on the Apartment Tapes thing. But I'm trying to learn how to play Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. That's A-D-A-E.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they throw in an F at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy, 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 see you. Yeah, that's the F. I remember that being a drag when I was first learning. You know what? A great one is Rave On. Learn Rave On.
Okay.
It's in G. It's a great one. And I like ones that are just – that's the song that I play when I'm hyperactive and I need to get the craziness out of me as I play Buddy Holly's Rave On.
Okay.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to get so good at woodworking – and so expert, you're going to make a guitar. You're going to make an electric guitar.
But you're going to lose a finger while doing it.
Well, that's one of those things. You know, it's going to be, you know, I bought you a brush.
Yeah, for I your bought you a
and
clock
I And I sold my
fob.
Hair to buy you a... What are you... Matt, what are you saying?
A clock fob. That's the gift of the Magi.
Yeah, I was going to do the gift of the Magi, but
I don't know
think
what
it's called clock
about.
Fob.
A watch fob.
Watch fob.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
Basically, it's an old famous story about someone who wants to get his wife a gift, and she has beautiful hair. So he gets her a brush, but she cut off all her hair and sold her hair to buy him A clock fob.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Buddy Holly Stratocaster 12-9er. I gotta go. Don't even respond to that. I gotta go. You're right. I shouldn't have said it. I gotta go.
Melissa, you seem very cool. You live in Detroit, which is this incredibly cool town. You're into Buddy Holly, which puts you at the very top of my list. And you risk your life every day so that people can have picture frames that I think could be easily mass-produced without human intervention. This makes you a hero in my book. You realize picture frames, there's machines out there stamping out picture frames every day, and one guy has a joystick, and he's sitting 35 miles away operating it. You have to be there with the smash and grab, with the grind and bleed, with the stab and thrust, and risking your life.
I'm kind of on Conan's side. I don't know if we want to risk limbs for picture frames. I mean, is there something else we can make? I don't know.
There's a product that used to advertise on our podcast called Fracture.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
They would take pictures and reproduce them in glass.
No, we're good.
And I just think they can't afford our ads anymore, but I just want to say Fracture, that's the way to go.
Melissa, maybe you should go do woodworking that makes prosthetic limbs.
Yeah.
You're going to get so good that whenever this accident does happen, you're going to... If and when this happens, you're going to quickly make yourself a beautiful cherry wood varnished hand that's fully articulated.
Hand! Don't lose your hand.
You're going to be fine, Melissa. The reason we joke is we know it's not going to happen. I think you're very safe.
Mostly.
Me too.
I wish I was more as confident as you. The fact that she missed safety video day.
Sona, I'm just trying to end on a positive note.
Oh, geez, sorry,
I don't feel at all positive. No,
At least one hand is going. There's no way Melissa can hear me. I'm sure that I've been muted at this point.
There's no way Melissa's hearing any of this.
Fire up the cooler. This thing. Put some ice in it.
Yeah. What if you open the cooler and there's like, it's just packed with other people's stuff they lost that day? Well, God damn it. No room in here for my limb. We need two coolers.
Oh, my God.
Who's microwaving hand?
You're just way out of control, Matt.
I gotta go.
Yeah. It's just too much time at the Rose Bowl swap meet, you know?
Okay, all right. Take it easy. Take it easy. I did find a cherry wood hand there. That was beautiful.
We know to send it to Detroit now. Melissa, do you have a question for me? Is there anything I can do to help you? Is there any question I can answer for you?
Yeah. So since we have a lot of scrap wood, like cutoffs from the frames, we try to use every part of the material that we can. And I was wondering if you had any ideas for other things that we could make with the scrap wood. Like, we make a lot of triangles.
You make a lot of triangles.
Sometimes they look like this.
Yeah. You have basically, for our listeners, Melissa's holding up various pieces of wood in simple geometric shapes.
Like what you would imagine would be trimmed off the edge of a picture frame piece.
Yeah.
There's just a scrap board.
Okay.
Oh my God. Piece of wood.
I think, in my opinion, Melissa, that's fine. You've shown us
still covered,
way too
still
many covered. Pieces of scrap wood. Them. Melissa keep has held up them. At least 15 pieces of oddly shaped wood in the least useful size I've ever seen. I think if all of these were glued and hammered together, it could make shelter, a sustainable shelter. You could build a whole home. You know how much Americans love kitsch? If you, in your Detroit neighborhood, built an entire house, a structure that people could go into and visit that was made just of corners of picture frames, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them, nailed together with powerful nail shooting guns that are operated by people that don't really know how to use them.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. You could live, and then people would drive all over. I'd do it. I'd say, my wife would be like, where are you going? I'd be like, I'm going to be back in a couple of weeks. I'm driving to Detroit. I'm going to check out that frame corner building that's made of just frame corners.
Yeah.
My friend Melissa built it, and now it's a shrine. to everybody who thinks they can't do it. Well, they can do it. And then I'll pull up in front of it and you'll be out front. You'll just be ahead by that point. You'll be ahead on a red wagon. You'll be like, oh, hey, Conan. Good to meet you. And I'll say, hey, where'd your body go? Oh, you were right. But I'm good, fine. I'm fine just as ahead. I just sit on this red wheelbarrow and they drag me around.
Hand me that guitar.
Can you hand me that guitar? I play it with my teeth now. Well, hella, little things that you say and do make me want to be with you. Melissa, I like you a lot. You seem very cool. Please be safe, okay?
I will.
You're a very cool person, and
I'm going to make this house.
Yeah, start the house right away.
Watch that safety video. Tell us today you get off this and video. Watch that safety video.
I will.
She will. And no, never going to happen. Melissa, I hope our paths cross. I really do, because you seem like a very nice person, and you've got a very cool, dry sense of humor. So I look forward to seeing you down the road all in one piece, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Conan